That's what people did say. I give them that. People did say that. That now they said in some of the comments I saw, they was like, "Oh, now he want to be the president now."
Yeah, man, you can't. Come on, you can't. The Senate. All you had to do was go on the Senate floor and say, "Hey, look here. We Democrats, we Republicans. I'm not even an orator, man. We're Democrats and Republicans. But where we are, we're united. You understand? This is America. You understand? People are hurting.
Yeah.
COVID is out here. I don't have to tell you this shit. I'm a common man looking at this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You still don't got to do all that.
And people are hurting. And they need relief. So let's pass a bill that means something to the average American.
The fact that he called out that where that some of that money is getting allocated to.
Yeah.
I said that's a big move. He always been that. He always been bold now.
But what he did.
He gonna talk his trash.
The nigga smart too now. What he did. He waited till all this shit went down. He could have went on the Senate floor anytime he wanted and say we need to negotiate. A bill that will relieve the average American of a lot of, you know, stress they're in. You know, he could have said that, man, you understand? This punk motherfucker, what he did, he waited till them people negotiated, and at the last minute, he said, well, no, I had to give him more money than that. I had to give him $2,000, $4,000. Where the fuck was you at? When the motherfuckers been negotiating, your ass should have been on the floor saying, hey, America needs relief. You wasn't there. Now you grandstanding with that dumb shit like you mean better for us, man. You don't want us to have the fucking $2,000 even, motherfucker. Then say, hey, look here. If y'all can't get it together, you just have to wait till the next administration come in. And do it there. Let them handle this shit. So you still didn't do nothing. Get it?
Yeah.
This motherfucker, he's a smart motherfucker. He ain't get rich like that for thinking stupid now. This motherfucker thinking, but now he's thinking a radical, though.
Yeah. You know? That's what they say.
He's an eroticist now, man.
I think it's a little extra for people to say radical, but. I mean, it's something different. Yeah, I mean, it's something different that people is used to, so they might try to sink it to something like that.
See, let me tell you something. You got people I know, they think that we are, you know, black people, and they're not. There's dudes out here like me by the millions, man, black. And this is what makes black dudes angry. You got the jailhouse full of fucking powerful people. But you got them isolated. You got them, you know, hold down. We got some brilliant dudes, man. You go in a jail, you go in a prison, if you want to see something, you say, what the fuck is going on? They got them all locked up in there. You got dudes, man. I mean, man, if you see the artists and shit in there, man, it make you cry. We had a mess hall, man. You go in that mess hall, man. You can sit in there for 100 days and you never see everything that's in. They got, hey,
I seen a thing on Facebook or something like that the other day, because you know them niggas got phones and stuff now in the prisons like ain't no other. Back in the day, you had to be a big dog to have a phone. Now they got phones like out the ass now.
They on Facebook.
And guess what the dudes was doing? Advertising their clothes. They got a clothing line. How you Negroes is in jail and y'all making clothes?
You talking about talent?
Talk about talent. I said, yo, this is crazy. And it wasn't no.
They lock them away.
It was like fly. It was like, oh, snap. Like, you know, these dudes was creative, man.
Let me tell you something. To run a drug empire. To run a drug empire. To run a drug empire. You gotta be a fucking CEO. You got to be somebody like Michael. So you got them out there. You got niggas out there motherfucking running corporations, man.
You right.
You kidding me?
You gotta be, what you call at the top dog. You got to be like they call,
Yeah, these dudes are on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Early in my bed,
you
I
need,
said,
they don't like the chairman. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. They on the board. Man, we got they on the board. They the chairman.
We got some smart, brilliant guys, man, and a woman. We got some beautiful woman, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, man. Things I mean, you said, wow. Shit.
The thing
you look
about
on that news right now. Yeah. Look on the evening news and look at what you looking at, man. You got someone, and these, the woman you see there, they're not stupid. They're smart.
No, they're not. That's what I was going to say. They got they're some beautiful stupid. Sisters out there that's highly intelligent. Mm. You know, it's just a, it's just as like, it's this battle going on now with even within
they
self because
they got access.
You got, yeah, they got too much access. You know I'm going with it. You know I'm going with it.
There's so much out there for them, man.
It's like, yo, what can you do for me? They've been riding that white horse, you know what I'm saying?
You look at sports, man. You look at sports even. You got so much women intertwined into that thing now. I mean, you got broadcast. These girls, man, you never
and it ain't a bad thing. No, it's a good thing because, like you said, they're brilliant. Mm. But it leaves room for a lot of flaws on their behalf because they're so emotional.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
That's where you get too much of that stuff. But they on them shows and they get a lot of them sisters. They got, shit, another sister just got fired from ESPN.
Yeah.
That's the second, like,
oh,
second
some
or
of
third
them
one.
Get there now and they just, you know.
It can't get too far. Yeah, and then that feminist stuff,
they
man,
reach,
it just comes out.
Try to reach too high, man, you know? You know what I mean? You know, I mean, any man dominated thing now, a woman got to take, look, sort of pull back. Unless you got your own shit going.
Yeah.
You got your, because there's a lot of smart white, black women, Asian, any kind. You know what I mean? We got some, you know what I look at
all
the other
over,
day?
Yeah.
We got some African woman. Years ago, people would say that's an ugly ass motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. They said, back when, I know what we used to say. We used to say, you're African booty scratcher. That's where I learned it from the ones older than me.
That's why I like you.
Mm-hmm.
See, and let's admit this shit. You felt shame.
Yeah, you African.
Fuck,
yeah, African booty scratcher.
But now you look at them motherfuckers. Boy, I look at them.
And now they dating out. Now they like, yo, them African women is fine.
Now
that's how we talking
what
now.
What I don't like.
Temperature
now,
change.
What I don't like is the motherfucking cracker comes right in there. It's trying to take that shit too, man. You know
oh, yeah. They out there. They out there like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Anything, man. Because they look at them black women for their real, true beauty. The sexuality and the intelligent, man, you know.
They're like, yo, you don't know what to do with them resources, but I do. You know what I'm saying?
And the African gals got a lot of intelligence now.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They are highly intelligent now.
They do. But sometimes, they're in those situations where it's like, if they didn't get all that education, it's more from a subservient position.
Yeah,
where it's like,
it's just like
the Chinese and the Japanese, the Asian women that
Chinese society.
They can apply themselves more.
The
but
Chinese society can't even talk, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
That is a very subservient.
And they come over here straight to the white man, yes, daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all not even checking out black dudes? Like, come on out of here. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they was worse than some of the Dixiecrats. Chinese people didn't want none. They didn't want to really mix with white, but worse with blacks, man.
Yeah, I see that. If you get Asian descent, we talking Filipino.
Yeah.
We talking like, you know,
well,
you going all the way to that route,
you'll get
some play.
It's a racial and color barrier. And it's you know, I mean, these people...
You
could imagine
if
you were born up on an island where you never was exposed to, you know, black. The white man got access to them shit. When they get there first, they try to, you know, interject all their religion and all kind of shit in there, man. You know?
That's what they're good at.
They're confusion makers, man.
Because you got to tell his story. That's what it is.
That's what Trump's all about.
Call it history, but
that's
it's his
Trump's
story.
That's what Trump's all about. Trump is the same way, man. What are you talking about?
That's the good thing because that's the only thing I see good in that, Mr. Ward, is that, listen here, I say, by them keep bringing it out there, it also alerts us to know his story, which is a lie, but we know his story, which is basically my story, the mysteries. Mm-hmm. Damn, as long as we know the truth, shit, we ain't gonna repeat it because we already know what y'all did. So let them keep, that's what I was saying with the statues. Let them keep their statues.
But you know what?
They done tore down ours. We don't need to tear down theirs. Let them, yeah. We ain't gotta be petty like them. Let them keep their petty statues.
You know one thing we haven't learned? History repeats itself.
That's what I'm saying. History repeats itself. So when they're saying those things, we can't get emotional and always be reactive. We got to be active and proactive. We can't be, you know what I'm saying, always in your emotional and your feelings just because when you hear something, that's, you know how black people are. You see what I'm saying? They don't always see but in the lines like how you see. You might catch the bullshit, but you know where it's coming from and you know where it's going when you decipher that shit. Most people, they still raveled up in the emotionalism of it. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? They ain't catching nothing out of the whole thing.
A white man's history is what? Brutality. Norsemen and all of these motherfuckers. That's why to this day, the motherfuckers stand out here in the coolest of weather in the pair of shorts.
They go to the beach when it's winter time and get in the water and all kind of junk.
These are beasts, man. You understand? So you can play with them. Hey, I read a thing. I saved that thing on my phone today. The white boy. Let me see. It was the white boy and his daddy. The white boy, his brother been there. And the white boy killed. The white boy, girlfriend been there. And the dog been playing aggressively with the boy's girlfriend, child. So he gets shitting and he shoot his daddy dog. This just been on my phone. I think I got him on it. His daddy pulled up in the yard. He was sitting in the truck. And the other brother telling him, say, hey, daddy gonna be shitting because you killed his dog. His daddy been sitting in the truck with his dog. And when daddy pulled up there, the boy take a 12-gauge shotgun and shoot his daddy. Daddy had a pistol on the seat. These are rednecks. Daddy shoot the boy, shoot him up in the gut somewhere. Mm. Then before the boy fall, the boy take the shotgun and shoot his daddy and shoot him in the neck.
Damn.
This come off a fucking dog. The boy killed, let me say this, they killed one dog and wound the other dog. And then they say, the son that killed the daddy, say about 3 years ago, he shoot his brother 3 times.
Wow, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Savage.
Boy, you see if I got that shit on the fuck.